It's an NRL news update. Subscribe to SEN League on YouTube and the SEN podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Okie dokie, Michael Chamis and Billy Eder from the Sydney Morning Herald write this. Demetrio recalls Cook for the Rabbitohs after the NRL axing. So he'll return to the NRL after he was dumped to New South Wales Cup, leading to the club's round six clash with the Sharkies at Accor Stadium. The veteran hooker is expected to come off the bench with Mamazoulas to keep the starting number nine jersey. Jacob Gagai is expected to play his first game since scoring a try in Vegas. Obviously, Tyron Munro has been injured again. Christian Nicolussi, Jai Arrow, passes a crucial fitness test on the shoulder. I think most of us had him pretty much out for most of the year. So Jai Arrow injured his left shoulder in Vegas, but he opted for a steady rehabilitation process rather than going under the knife and missing the season. So that's big, big news for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Now, looks as though he's declared himself a starter for Thursday's Anzac Day clash against Melbourne.
It's a quick return.
And what you're saying is the number one player that he feared playing was Nelson Asifa-Solomona. Was that you saying that?
Not me.
I might have been Jimmy. So that's his return match is going to be against Big Nelson.
Big Nelson.
Wow.
Geez, they need him back, though. That forward pack needs him.
Oh, desperately.
I was reading Totola looks like he's out for an extended period.
That's right. Exactly right. And they've never, ever won
battling
down in Melbourne. Kalyn Ponga out for at least 12 weeks. Gee whiz. The reigning Dalian medalist. So scans confirm a Liz Frank injury and needs surgery. Michael Chamis writes for the Sydney Morning Herald. So that's obviously... He only just made himself available for Origin. Obviously, he didn't last year, and it helped his game, obviously. But all of a sudden, it looks like he'll miss the entire State of Origin series after scans confirmed a Liz Frank injury. So that is big, big news for the Newcastle Knights. Is that enough for you to red pen them?
Yep. Done.
Okay.
Who are their options at fullback there?
Well, I'm trying to think. Geez, I don't know. Gone are the days where they had... Lockie Miller there for a while. He's gone to Super League, so he's not an option.
We'll get tourists to look up New South Wales Cup.
And the outside backs aren't really... I don't think Tom Jenkins is a fullback, is he? I don't think so.
I mean, Greg Marzu definitely isn't. Gagai?
Gagai's not. Tawala's not. We'll have a look to see who was the New South Wales Cup fullback last week. So who'd they play last week, the Knights?
Could they bring back Tex Hoy?
Okay, you've got it sorted. Tourist is going to have a look at that for us. Joey Manu could return early to the Sydney Roosters, writes Buzz Rothfield in the Daily Telegraph. Now, Manu signed a big money deal in Japanese rugby with Toyota the Blitz. We caught up too with Ian Foster, the coach of the Blitz. So he's going over there and he's talking about Joey Manu. But it says here, but he's free to rejoin the Roosters after round 12 of next year's NRL competition.
This stinks.
You don't like this?
This stinks.
The Daily Telegraph can reveal Manu is locked in for only one season in rugby union, not two, that has been widely reported. Japanese rugby starts its competition in early December and finishes with the grand final in late. Mate, this is a nice little way. I wonder if we're going to see more of this. This is a nice way to get it. Because really, you need him there grand final day. So this is a way to get... So he gets away for that sort of 12 months and a bit with about $2 million.
Yeah, that's rorting the cap. He comes back, it says... Roosters would leave $500,000 in their cap to pay Manu for half of a season. This is this pro rata thing that we've spoken about, Joel.
Yes.
Because at the start of the season, Manu's worth $1 million. You can't just get him for half a season for $500. It's rubbish.
Well, this is the
it's rubbish.
Is the thing,
it just
right?
opens a can of worms. Well, you can't do this. Well, you can't allow it.
Well, on grand final day, I know you haven't got him there for the full season, but on grand final day, you've got
a million dollar player.
You've got a $1 million player. That's where they have to always... pro rata the available balance. If you start the year with 500,000 in your cap, that has to diminish per game played. Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you get halfway through the year and you started with 500,000 surplus in your cap, that should be notional value of 250,000.
Correct.
But it's a bit of a loophole at the moment.
Which is how pretty much every other industry would work. This is insane. If they're allowed to do that, that is absolute insanity.
It may explain why they're not interested in chasing Zach Lomax. Or any other big-name centre to replace him. So, of course, Swali'i going as well. Now, the Titans can't reel in Jonah. Buzz Rothfield for the Daily Telegraph. Gold Coast Titans have failed in an attempt to sign young halfback Jonah Pezzett for the Melbourne Storm. Des Hasler contacted Storm's general manager of football, Frank Panisi, 2 weeks ago to ask about the possibility of Storm releasing the 20-year-old halfback. Pezzett was made aware of the Titans' interest but chose to stay at the Storm, knocking back what could have been a significant pay increase. So I wonder whether that, we were sort of notionally about Canberra as an option. Has he just shut the door to the Gold Coast, or would they entertain something like that? We'll see how that plays out.
What's the play for Pezzett here? He's stuck behind two of the best halves in the comp.
Yep.
What's his play?
Well,
just doing his apprenticeship.
Yeah, Ryan Pappenhausen sort of sat behind. Who was he behind at the time? Was it a young Munster playing fullback then, or who was?
Could have even been Hughes.
Could have been Hughes. But he was coming off the bench playing a bit of lock and doing that sort of thing.
Mm.
Nico Hines, of course.
Yeah.
But he had to make the play, didn't he? Went to the Sharks and won a Dally M. Interesting to see how that plays out.
Drinkwater had to do the same.
Yep. Well, this might be a bit of a clue here. Corey Parker reveals that Jerome Hughes may be looking to move. This was on Mornings with Ben Davis this morning on SENQ. Corey Parker had this to say.
I'm hearing, Benny, I am hearing rumblings that one superstar in the game wants to come home to Queensland and be with the family. Whether that's at the end of his contract or not, still yet remains to be seen. Mm. But that player is Jerome Hughes.
Jerome Hughes?
Jerome Hughes.
Out of Melbourne. How long's... I'm going to have to look at contracts now. So how long has he got to go with the Storm? And come home to Queensland.
Okay, all right. Well, Storm opened the negotiations to keep Hughes, apparently, until 2028, Michael Chammer. So it appears through the Sydney Morning Herald that they've got straight on the front foot. The Melbourne Storm have opened contract extension talks with star halfback Jerome Hughes to keep him at the club. He's playing good footy, Jerome.
Great footy. And halves these days seem to only just be hitting their peak into their 30s.
Well, and this is the other thing too, Miss Sol. Like, we're talking the other day, Fletch, and I said, I reckon we've got, if you're factoring in Roger, you're factoring in Manu, those types of players, we would have in excess of a dozen fullbacks who could win a comp.
Yep.
I reckon we've probably only got five or six, maybe halfbacks who could win a comp. Do you reckon that'd
be... I don't think I could name you six.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
But we'd have a dozen fullbacks who you could win a comp
with. I agree with you. Yeah.
So there's no depth really in the halfback positions. Now, the New South Wales Cup for the Knights, we're talking about that. Thank you very much, Tourist. So they've had a combination of Fletcher Sharp and David Armstrong for the Knights of the New South Wales Cup. So we don't know of Fletcher Sharp. We don't know of David Armstrong. What about Will Price. I wonder whether he's an option for the Newcastle Knights as well. He's been playing 5-8 in the New South Wales Cup for the Newcastle Knights. So that is going to be interesting to see how that all plays out there. What do you got there, Tourist?
The Knights this season in the New South Wales Cup, they're only 3-4. So it's not even though they have this gun fullback coming in and winning games for them. They had a big loss, I think, at the weekend as well, the New South Wales Cup team.
Okay, there you go. Johnson offers up major hint about playing future thanks to Corey Rosser at the NRL.com. Following training on Monday in Auckland, Sean Johnson, reported to a question about the club signing James Fisher-Harris on a four-year deal from 2025 by saying, it's certainly something to celebrate and want to play on for. The 33-year-old, who is set to meet with his manager on Monday afternoon, NZT, said while he's yet to make a decision or receive an offer from the Warriors, he's loving being part of the current playing group at Go Media Stadium. So much goes into a decision about whether you play on or not, especially at the tender age of 33. What's your best guess, Miss Old? Do you reckon he marches on?
Yeah, at least one more.
It'd be hard not to, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be hard not to.
I mean, they've got cover, to be honest. They've got Chanel Harris-DeVita waiting in the wings. They've got Tamari Martin now playing 5-8 with Reece, Luke Metcalf still to come back. Yep. They've got cover for him if he did decide to retire. But
he's so dominant in all their plays, though.
He is.
Bit like Nico. So much of their play.
What do you think about their inability to score at the moment? Do you think it's an issue?
The Warriors.
Well, they haven't put away any side.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like, you know, so much tape work that killer right side last year, teams just couldn't contain it. And because they go to Sean Johnson so much, I wouldn't be surprised if you're the fullback against the Warriors, wherever Sean Johnson is, particularly now if Metcalf out, I reckon they'd be flooding him.
Mm.
So conceding on the other side. So
they need a plan B.
Yeah, they need a plan B. Clint Gutherson dealing with a knee injury. Adrian Prezenko and Christian Nicolucci. By gee, it's a tough competition, isn't it?
Oof.
Dropping like flies. This is in the Sydney Morning Herald. The Parramatta captain is playing through the pain of a knee injury that required fluid to be drained from it just to take the field in Darwin. So they've been without Mitch Moses because of a foot fracture. But the true extent of Gutherson's knee injury cannot be underestimated. The number one barely trained in the top end during the week. So he underwent surgery on his right knee over the summer, but has continued to experience problems from chronic pain. So there you go there. Ken Mamalo's agent confirms the winger is likely to find a new club by June 30 after the Titans granted him permission to speak to other clubs. Now, this is a bit of a concern, I think, when just in general life, Missile, if you're going for a job interview and somebody's got a very busy resume, it's a little bit of alarm bell. So he's recently gone from the Warriors to the Tigers to the Titans and now looking for another release. It's a concern.
Back to the Warriors, Ken. That's where you did your best work.
Kenny back home?
Yeah, back home for Ken.
Kenny Mamalo, what do you think? 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. Here's some stuff you've missed, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get discounted prescriptions, save more money every day at Chemist Warehouse. Now, the state of play tourists, the FA Cup, we're down to four.
Down to two.
Oh, we're down to two.
Man U and Man City will play in the FA Cup final after Man U won last night, but in very unconvincing fashion.
Was that the Coventry or...?
It was the Coventry one.
Are they going to burn the city down, these two supporter bases?
No.
When was the last time this happened?
Last year.
Oh.
Yeah, they both played in the FA Cup final last year.
I'll just show myself the door.
Yeah. In Wembley, they'll be playing again this year. Man City fans are some of the tamest, most unimportant fans in the world, if you ask me. They're a bit like Wrexham. Yeah. I don't like Wrexham either, in that they just bought the league. And yeah.
You don't like Wrexham?
They came in and two rich guys bought the money. And it's a fairy tale story when you have a budget that's 10 times everybody else's and you're
yeah, but hopefully more rich dudes do that as a result, and then more teams get more money. It helps out more towns, more people employed.
I like that they help the town.
Disclaimer tourist. He's sticking up for his mate, Rob McInerney.
Who's
also got the Ridley Scott show with the Enhanced Game. So
my boy.
There's your boy.
I'm not having it. I think it's stupid.
I know I'll share this story.
Have you watched it, Joel Wrexham?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah.
This guy wants to see the world burn.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I like
it. Absolutely.
Hey, I've shared this story before, but every time I think of Wembley, it's a really good story. The late Chicka Price. So he's coaching an under-8s team. Have I told you this story about...
No.
So out at Milperra in the west of Sydney, little humble club, the Milperra Colts.
Yep.
Chicka Price is the coach. There's two young blokes in his team. One's his son, one's his mate, Steve Price and Justin Holbrook, right? So these two young blokes playing for Milperra Colts in the west of Sydney, and they meet in a final at the hallowed turf of Wembley in a Challenge Cup final, coaching each other.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a photo. So they've got the photo with the late Chicka Price at Milperra Colts.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Land of Opportunity Field of Dreams. It's called And so there's the picture of the late Chicka Price, and now they've got a photo at Wembley. These two blokes from the blue-collar town of Milperra.
That's good,
in between them is Prince Harry.
Oh, how good.
And to think how far and how different a lifestyle he's lived compared to them. And here they all are at Wembley.
Yeah, what a story.
Great picture. It's one of the great pictures.
Is Steve Price still coaching?
He's assistant to Craig Fitzgibbon and Holbrook's assistant to Trent Robinson. So they're both assistant coaches at the minute.
Very good.
1300 01 1170. I wouldn't be surprised if both find themselves back in the hot seat.
I think I'd like to be an assistant coach. It seems like a better gig.
Oh, that's the gig.
Yeah. The head coach job, overrated. Assistant coach, just cruise through at that. Get that big assistant coach money like you get at the Panthers if you, you know, build up to a Cam Seraldo.
Yeah.
Just stay assistant coach forever.
Well, Andrew Webster.
Oh. I walked past Cam Seraldo on the weekend and my missus was swooning over him. Reckons
he's
a sort. Almost, yeah.
Yeah?
Almost. But she reckons he's a sort.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had you thought that previously?
Do I think he's a sort?
Yeah.
Haven't really thought about that.
Yeah.
He's no Kevy. He's no Kevy Walters, but he's all right.
He's on tomorrow. Jimmy Smith.
Cameron Serrato. Beautiful. Beautiful. As I said before, really good chat with Jimmy today with Madge McGuire, so you can catch up with that.
Do you feel confident in Madge as our leader?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, mate, if you can beat Australia 30 blot for, it's not even your country, you're coaching New Zealand, clearly he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? And it looks as though he is dotting every I and crossing every T about this job.
Do you think he's going to have any wacky selections like we've become accustomed to over the last two seasons?
Yes.
You think there's going to be wacky selections?
Oh, not when you say wacky.
Well, no, yeah, wacky. Is there going to be a Tevita Pengai Jr.-esque selection?
I don't think Tedesco's locked and loaded. Mm. Whereas in the past, I reckon he would have just backed him. I'm not certain that he's winning the race at this stage. Jimmy asked him about Joseph Swali'i.
Yeah.
And he seemed open-minded to that.
Why would he? Is in because of the rugby union thing?
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that you can't pick him. But,
nah.
But you've got to win now.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in planning for the future.
No.
You have to win every game now.
And what, are we being threatened by rugby? Nah.
No.
Just pick him.
Just pick him.
If he's good enough. He's not in my side. I've got Lomax.
Yeah.
Lomax flying. Love to have Lomax in my side.
He is flying. I'm in the Joseph camp, but the Fox is going to be thereabouts as well, of course.
True.
Brian Toto has a jumper already.
Yep.
I'll tell you a name, which I don't even know if he qualifies, but I reckon people will be asking the question. Mate, Sonia Taruva. Sonia Taruva's got to be right there.
True.
The metres he runs at the backfield, his try-scoring ability, he's got to be right there, Sonia Taruva.
Yeah.
So we've got a few choices